It's time for your PNW Ag Network Wine Minute, an update on the latest industry research.
Sitting down with Julie Torreira with Washington State Wine Commission. Julie, we've got a WaveX webinar coming up next week. Tell us what's coming up June 10th.
Sure. So the WaveX webinar is going to be presented by Dr. Michelle Moyer of WSU. She and her grad student, Jesse Stevens, investigated the conventional wisdom that you ought not to spray sulfur fungicide in the heat. And they actually went about it in a bit of a Mythbusters kind of approach and discovered that heat alone is not the issue. First thing we'll digest is what is sulfur phytotoxicity? Because that's actually the technical term and that's the title of the webinar. And phytotoxicity in a plant means any negative effect that happens to the plant by a chemical substance that you apply. And it could be a fertilizer, or in our case, it's a sulfur fungicide. And wine grape growers need to use this fungicide to protect their fruit from a fungal disease called powdery mildew. So this is a necessary input in wine grape growing. And it's long been conventional wisdom that you don't spray sulfur in the heat because you'll end up with burn on your leaves and possibly on your fruit. So Michelle's going to go through and talk about that conventional wisdom and then talk about her experiments and what they found in terms of heat and other factors that do cause the burn. And it turns out it's not the sulfur on its own.
And this really showcases how valuable these Wave X's are, since science can evolve and change very quickly.
They do change and evolve. In fact, the science itself will evolve. I ran experiments myself when I was a scientist 20 years ago, and we've advanced some of the results that I came up with on things like fruit sunburn, for example. Science builds on itself. So you start with an understanding and then you build on that understanding. On the conventional wisdom side among growers, sometimes we get a little bit stuck. You know, we come to an understanding of something, maybe it's by anecdote or maybe it's by scientific result, but then we don't necessarily move forward unless someone does a good job of explaining the new research. And WaveX does a great job of doing that in a very condensed format. Growers can take a lunch break. We always do them at 12:30 in the afternoon in the middle of the week. And go home with some excellent information very quickly. You know, we want folks to be able to just come in from the heat, sit down with your lunch, take a quick break, learn about research results in a way that they don't necessarily have to register for a seminar, register for a course, or go to an annual meeting. They get information out sooner, you know, when it's relevant. So for example, the heat's probably coming in June. And so folks just need to be aware of, do you or do you not spray sulfur in the heat? And what are the new recommendations? They can go straight to the Washington State Wine Commission website. And on that website, there is a little section called Research and Innovation. And if they click on Wave and scroll down past the Wave to the WaveX section of that, there will be a link to register for the webinar. And it's free to all. Growers should come in with an open mind about sulfur burn, because Michelle's going to present some new insights, and they should think about what their tank mix partners are. So what adjuvants do they put in with the sulfur? Because those play a key role in whether or not you end up with phytotoxicity.
For the latest news on the wine industry, check out pnwag.net and click on the Grapes and Wine tab.